Casey and KJ.
WBA Mobile and UNF Mobile listening station.
KB0BS, KB0SWR.
Afternoon. This is Peter. I just got my mobile program, but I'm still up in Rudyard, so I'm not sure. I'm probably on the knife edge of this thing.
Your audio is a little low and muffled. I don't know what you're using for radio. You're an Egg 54, so I guess I'll have to look up and see where Rayyard is, because according to your signal, you're right underneath the repeater, which is in Lovering.
I didn't see the Lovering repeater, but I'm physically in Rayyard getting on I-75. So I've got fish tail in the way of from my house. But I'm out on the road right now trying to get down to San Diego. So got this thing programmed yesterday. I wanted to check it out and trying to get ready for the upcoming bridge walk.
Your name before. Warehouse. And Rayyard. Rudyard. It's a band opening, but yeah, you're neg 54 in there. That would be like, just like if you were just sitting right underneath the repeater. It's a packet loss here, so I see it on the C-bridge. So I don't know if you got all that or not. Like I said, I see some packet loss on my signal. I'm coming in through our connection through the internet. So according to the map, it says you're like 42 miles from the repeater. I'm not sure if you have VHF with you, but you can try 145.31. 131.8PL, and there is a analog UHF machine on the same tower that the DMR is on, which is 444.600 with the 151.4PL. Give me that up here.
I actually have that one programmed ready to go, so I'll go ahead and QSY and see if I can hit that one now that I'm on the road. This is...
Yeah, you didn't quite hold it that time. There's got to be something up with the RSSI and the repeater, because every time you key up, you had a 54.5, a neg 54.5 dBm level, so I'll get something up with that, but wondering if you could make the VHF 145.31 131.8 or the 444.600. 151.4PL, I'm actually listening to both of them, so if you can make it, I'll hear you. If not, I guess we'll catch you here after a while. KB0BS, KB0SWR.
KB0BS on statewide one.
KB0BS, KB0SWR.
This is KB0BS, testing on statewide 1. Current location I-75 and M-123.
Okay. That signal is a neg 101, so it did change from before. Looking on the map here, I don't know if it'll tell me where 101's at or not.
Definitely a lot more readable. You were breaking up quite a bit when I was up north. But readable now. So I'm pretty sure there's not a lot of terrain between me and the repeater at this point.
Okay, did you say you're north of 134, or were you in comparison to 134?
So 134. I just passed 123. So I'm only a couple of miles from the first St. Ignace exit, the business loop.
I see 123 there now. Okay. I don't know, did you get the other two frequencies I passed along earlier to you?
Yeah, I copied the 444 6 machine with the 151, I think it's 151.3. I've got that programmed in the radio, but I'm not hitting it. I've got a little bit of time. I'm going to stop at the rest area that's kind of up on elevation here. The rest area kind of between the St. Ignace exits on the southbound side. So I'm going to stop up there, and I'll see if I can do anything with either one of those UHF or VHF machines once I get up there.
It's 151.4 PL, 151.4, and then 145.31 with a 131.8 PL. And I haven't seen either one of them key up very recent.
Said, but I probably, out of habit, I probably have a receipt PL. So if you're not sending a PL, I'm not hearing it. But if you didn't see me key up, then I'm still either out of range or have something that's configured. So I might have to pull up the tough book and read the radio and double check some things. But I'll be at that rest area here in 2 or 3 minutes, and I'll try to squawk them again.
Okay, well, the UHF shares the same receive antenna as this one, so you should have at least tickled it. So I'm thinking maybe you don't have something programmed right in the 444.600.151.4PO. So, because you're... let me see. You are neg 95 in your last transmission. So yeah, you should definitely be bringing that up. And I would think should have brought up the VHF too. But I always see if you got something fat fingered or something. Who knows.
Yeah, give me a few minutes to get up on here, and I'll pull the config down, double check some things, and I'll try keying them up in the next 5-10 minutes. And I'm going into the rest area. So this is KB0BS, and I'll be clear on here, and moving over to QSY to the 44460 shortly.
KB0BS.
KB0BS back on statewide.
I am still here. I don't know whether you go by Robert or Bob. I guess I don't remember, sorry. But I'm still here. KB0BS, KB0SWR. Hey, Bob, I'm not sure if you're listening on the other frequencies or what, but I temporarily linked all three networks together to see if you can hear the other two frequencies, either on the one on VHF or the other one on UHF there. So hopefully it helps you do a little testing up there in the UP. Hey, KB0BS, KB0SWR testing.
Verified programming at turn of 151.4. Not getting in.
Okay. I got it all linked together. I don't know if you can hear it. But the 444-600 is a 151.4. And I'd be surprised if you can't bring it up. That's kind of strange, unless maybe there's something wrong with Peter, because like I said, he uses the same receive antenna. And then VHF, you're a little closer to it, but it's lower on a different tower, so be pretty sure that you should hear the VHF from where you're at as well, but maybe not. Like I said, I got all three linked together temporarily to allow you to maybe listen to the other two frequencies to see if you can hear me on them frequencies. Over.
Yeah, I've got the IPL in there, 151. Let me get back to it. 151.4, and then the 145 machine, I'm doing a 131.8, and I'm getting nothing on there.
Other two machines off. That's kind of strange. Well, maybe there's an issue with the other two. I don't know. I don't think there is 3-1. Jake was on it from the bridge this morning, so he sounded real good. Of course, he was just on the other side of the bridge, but he was in there okay. KBSW here.
KCKGO monitoring statewide 1. KZ8KGO, monitoring statewide 1. KZ8KGO mobile, statewide 1 monitoring. KZ8KGO mobile, VMR monitoring, statewide 1. KZ8KGO, monitoring statewide 1. Well, Clemens Tower to see how it sounds. KZKGO, monitoring, statewide 1. KZKGO, monitoring, statewide 1. KZKGO from KZPDB on statewide 1. How are you doing this afternoon? KZKGO, sorry about that. I lost my power for a second. Doing good. Where are you at, Essexville?
Yeah, no worries. And, my address is out of date a little bit. I'm on Bay City now, so only a handful of miles apart, but, I'm currently north of Pinconning.
In about 30 seconds to a minute or so, yeah. Going to be on taking off. I'm down here in Warren. 30 Systems Integrator, Tech Specialist.
Oh, that's right. More specifically, some of the thermal cameras and stuff like that. So I didn't quite catch your last transition there, KE8PBB.
Oh, I said and humans.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's nice that the humidity is gone. I didn't have air conditioning at my house until this year. I've been going without it for the last couple of years, and it's been real nice to have it this year, but it's also real nice to turn it off, let my electric bill settle for a bit, open the windows at night here with now that the humidity and the temperature is down. It's pretty nice.
Oh, 100% agree. It's, you know, I don't have a whole house air conditioner. I have two portable units in the two rooms upstairs, and then I have window units, one in the kitchen, one in the living room, and one in my bedroom downstairs. So the ones upstairs run constantly because there's not really a, you know, like a shutoff. But the ones downstairs, they're energy saver.
Yeah, before we know it, it'll be time to put those away and turn off the kitchen on before we know it, so. I welcome it, though. I prefer fall. Fall's my favorite season, and I like winter quite a bit, too. So I'm welcoming the colder weather.
Nope, this is my type of weather. A little bit of breeze, maybe a little less clouds, and about 72 to 76 degrees. That's about it. Anything higher than that. And if there's no clouds in the sky, then, you know, my body doesn't get a break from the sun rays, and then I get ill. And then when it's super warm, then forget it. It's just terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty sunny where I'm at here. I got to let you go, though. I got a phone call coming in. I'll try to hop back on the radio later. KE8PBB, I'll be clear. Look through.
KE8PBB, 73, KEC8KGO.
Kilo, Lima Alpha X-ray, talk through pitch one, statewide one.